Good morning.
Good morning.
The confession of faith topic is the question, what does God require? And last week I brought up the new covenant, where God writes his laws on our hearts and minds. The Spirit lives in us. God lives in us. Christ lives in us. That's the new covenant, and that's what God requires. Expanding on that this week, I would like to say that he requires the wedding garment of righteousness. We read the parable last week, the parable of the wedding feast, and recall the man who did not have on the garment, and he was cast out. God requires the wedding garment of perfect righteousness. Nothing less will do. I'd like to read Matthew 5:20. Jesus said, "For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Also like to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. "Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." The Pharisees and scribes were people who tried to fulfill the law of God. They tried hard. They knew the law very well, and they worked hard to do it to the best of their abilities. They were unable to do that, but they tried hard, and that is respectable. 1 John 3:3 tells us that we should be purifying ourselves because we have hope. And ourselves, we have hope in God, so we should be trying also to obey God's law, to purify ourselves. But that will never be enough because God requires perfect righteousness. I'd like to read Romans chapter 3, verse 20 through 22. "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference." I'd like to emphasize a portion of verse 22, "the righteousness of God, which is by faith." That's an awesome phrase to meditate on for a while. The righteousness of God is what we're talking about, which is by faith. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, which I think was shared last week, a very popular and key verse. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The righteousness of God is the wedding garment and is perfect righteousness. That's what we need. If anyone here is needing the wedding garment, they're freely available, and there's more than enough to spare. It starts with confessing that we're sinners, that we've broken God's law. It's about repenting and turning from that sin, and it's about believing in our heart that God raised him from the dead. God raised Jesus from the dead. And perhaps the biggest challenge that some of us would face is expressed in Romans chapter 10. Verse 3. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness," which could include all of us, where none of us are totally aware of God's righteousness. We're learning. "Being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." And hopefully that's not our pursuit today, to establish our own righteousness. but to understand his more about his righteousness and to submit to that, to put on his wedding garment, which is the Spirit, which is the righteousness of God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word that is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. Lord, you give us insight into what you require from us. Help us not to stand on the outside looking in, but help us to seek your kingdom and your righteousness for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.